Listener Production.
Hey, I'm Lee Jollo with your local news briefing. The Western Bulldogs will be wearing a guernsey that reflects the rich Indigenous culture of the Limestone Coast in tomorrow's Sir Doug Nicholls clash against the Gold Coast. Former player Lindsay Gilby drawing on the history of the Boandic people when designing the jumper, which also features Mount Gambier's Blue Lake.
I feel like I've got a sense of belonging now, which I've tried to tell through the artwork that we've got on the jumper and the boys get to run out with and I guess wear it with pride.
Narracourt Lucendale Council has outlined a $13.6 million capital works plan as part of its draft annual business plan and budget for next year. $5.5 million of that will go into roads, almost $4 million for the Narracourt Livestock Exchange, $1 million for town master plans, upgrades to Narracourt Swimming Lake change rooms and more. Combined with a 2% rates increase, the proposed budget will deliver an operating surplus of just over $840,000. We're being urged to ditch the car in favour of walking the kids to school today. It's National Walk Safely to School Day, and Harold Scrooby from the Pedestrian Council. And Harold Scrooby from the Pedestrian Council says parents and carers have a big role to play in teaching kids about road safety.
Walking with your children to school, you can teach them those road safety skills by holding their hands, teaching them to stop, look, listen and think.
And he was stuck in isolation with COVID a week ago, but now the state's MacKillop MP has returned to Parliament. Nick McBride has this week been sworn in for a second term, committing to serve and advocate for the electorate. To sport, and let's check in with what's happening over round 8 of the Mid-Southeast Netball now, and it's bound to be a good one. Early form sides Kalangadoo and Robe go head-to-head at the home of the Roosters. Meantime, Tent and Orla play host to Port Macdonald as those sides battle for fourth spot on the table. At the tail end of the ladder, Nangwari hoping to spring an upset on Mount Burr, and it's Hatherley home to Kongarong.
Listener.